We are joined right now by a Golf Channel senior writer. He is Rex number 7. He is on site at Carnoustie, contributing to Golf Channel and GolfChannel.com's coverage of the 147th Open. Live opening round coverage of the Open continues today on Golf Channel until 4 p.m. Eastern. Second round live coverage airs on Friday from 1:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern. Rex Hoggard is my guest. Rex, great to have you on the show. Good morning. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me back.
Rex, always good to have you on the show, especially during a major. Now, you're on site at Carnoustie. So before we get into some of the individual performances so far, how is that track playing today?
Oh, hard and fast. I mean, I'm sure folks watching at home just look at this and wonder why are they playing the Open Championship on a cow pasture. But it's really perfect. I mean, it's like trying to hit it down a runway that's, you know, bordered by pop bunkers everywhere and rough and out of bounds. And it's a very unique test, and you have to hand it to the RNA. I love the fact that when we get over here to this championship, you get what Mother Nature gave you. And it's been one of the driest summers on record here in the UK, and we end up with just these crazy conditions where players are hitting the ball 400-plus yards. You don't know how far five irons are going. It's a very unique test when it comes to golf.
Rex Hoggard joining us. Sounds pretty much like we'd expect. Now, Tony Finau said that he hit a 3-wood 420 yesterday, which is absolutely insane. Patrick Harrington hit a 457-yard drive earlier this week, which is ridiculous. As a player, when you're doing that, what kind of adjustments do you have to make to your game?
I thought it was fascinating. It's kind of golf nerdy stuff, but I never hear these phrases, but they're talking about ending numbers and rollout, and where the ball's going to actually stop, because you can try to weave in between these bunkers, but you're much better off trying to take one side out of play and carry in this bunker. But take the sixth hole, for example. It's 275 yards to clear a pair of pop bunkers that are down the right side of the fairway. But you only have 25 yards before you reach another set of pop bunkers. And it doesn't matter what you hit, it's not going to stop in 25 yards. So it's such a different test for guys to try to wrap their mind around. Yeah, I can stand up here and blast it, but I don't know where it's going to go. It's going to catch a bump. It's going to roll. It's going to roll into a bunker. The good news is, because it's been so dry, the rough's not nearly as penal as what we normally get. So if you end up in the rough, you're still in a decent spot. But as we're watching Brooks Koepka, who has spent, every time I look up at the TV, he's hitting out of one of those bunkers. Once you get in there, it's tough to get out.
Rex Hoggard, my guest. All right, Rex, so having said all that, what kind of a player does this favor?
There was two schools of thought, and it was fascinating to me because you had one school of thought that included Tiger Woods and Jordan Spieth, who said, look, we're just going to hit irons. We're going to be very measured. We're going to try to take all the trouble out of play underneath some of the trouble. And then the other school of thought were the bombers, the Dustin Johnsons and Brooks and Rory McIlroys of the world, who decided that I'm just going to tee up driver everywhere and just hit it down there as far as I can, and if I'm in the rough, I'm going to wedge it out. I'm still not sure which one of those is going to pay off. But it is worth telling that Kevin Kisner, who is not a bomber by any stretch of the imagination, is leading right now. So right now, I think the guys who have decided to be a little bit more tactical and measured maybe have the advantage.
Rex Hoggard, live at Carnoustie, covering the Open. So Jordan Spieth, Rex, opened up with a 1-over-72, but said that he felt like it was, quote, recoverable. What do you make of what you saw from him in the first 14 holes and then the final four holes?
Well, I mean, I think Carnoustie famously has wrecked so many cards. It's where good scores go to die, right? I mean, we've seen as John Vandeveld being the perfect example back in 1999. I don't think this really was a golf course-related thing. I think he didn't make the right mental choices, and he talked about not executing the shots. And things came apart on the 15th when he made a bogey, and he said, I hit the wrong club off the tee. It was a 4-iron, and hit the wrong club into the green, which was a 6-iron. And he brought the front bunker into play, and it plugged, and like I just talked about, once you get in there, unlike any other major, unlike any other golf course you play in the United States, these bunkers are true hazards. I mean, it's a one-stroke penalty at the very least when you get in one of those.
Rex Hoggard joins us. Rex, Tiger Woods is out on the course right now, and it's his first Open since 2015, and it's taking place at the course where he played the 1995 Scottish Open. What do you make of how he talked about that experience from 23 years ago?
It's interesting to see how he reflects now, Jim. I got to be honest with you. We've never had that throughout the course of his career. He was always looking forward. He wasn't one to sit back and think about all these nostalgic things like first introduction to links golf. And he told this great story about just wanting to hit 100-yard shots, regardless of the club, 5-iron to pitching wedge, when he first got on the range in Carnoustie back in 95. And his dad was like, aren't you ever going to hit anything more than just a 100-yard shot? No, I don't want to. This is so much fun. And it was really nice to hear that, to be quite frank with you, because we never get that sort of introspection from him. I think when it comes to Lynx Golf, certainly it brings out the best in him because it requires so much creativity. We always talked about his power and what he could do to golf courses, but I think he truly enjoys it when it's like this. If you look at his maybe two best Open Championships, 2000 at St. Andrews and 06 at Royal Liverpool, it was very similar to this. Brown and bouncy and hard, and you had to think your way around the golf course. So I think this really brings out his best.
Yeah, Rex, sees how quickly he's 2 under right now, and in recent years, the Open has had a number of older golfers make a run at the jug. Why is that, and could you see Tiger doing that this week?
Well, this was another point that he made. Someone asked him, is this your best chance, not just this year, but as you get older? And he agreed, absolutely. And he pointed to Tom Watson, who, of course, famously, you know, made a run at the Claret Jug at Turnberry a few years ago. I'm forgetting the actual age now, but it was around 110, I think. But you had Greg Norman, you know, a few years ago in his 50s that did it. It mitigates the power. But as Tiger gets older, as players get older, they can't hit it as far as the younger guys. And I think it really relies on a lot of institutional knowledge. It relies on your ability to understand that you need to be creative and you're going to hit different shots. And no one in the game right now does that like Tiger Woods. And I kind of agree with him. He thinks he can compete here well into his 50s, and I wouldn't disagree with that at all.
All right, so before I let you go, what are you looking to see for the rest of today that might give you a sense as to who's going to be there at the end of Sunday?
Well, Justin Thomas is kind of the wild card right now. He's right on the edge. He's just two strokes back, and I think he's got a couple holes to play. And he could make things very interesting because he is the type of player, he's sort of the outlier that I just explained, where Kevin Kisner took more of the tactical approach. Justin Thomas can hit the ball a long way. And if you get those two guys suddenly both in the mix and right up there at the top, they can separate themselves really quickly. Now, that being said, the real test will come this weekend. It's going to be more what we expect from the Open Championship. It's going to be wind and it's going to be rain. So even as it stands right now with the lead of 5 under, I don't think the winning score is going to be more than 7 or 8 under at this point.
He's on site at Carnoustie, contributing to Golf Channel and GolfChannel.com's coverage of the 147th Open. He is a Golf Channel senior writer. He is Rex number 7. Rex, great job. Really nice to have you back. Rex, have a great weekend.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Rex Hoggard, Rex number 7.